A Chinese man who secretly filmed detention camps in western China, where the Chinese government held at least hundreds of thousands of Uyghur people and other Muslim minorities, he now faces deportation from the United States. He had applied for asylum in the U.S., but the Trump administration is now arguing he should be sent to Uganda. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Wan Heng, now 38 years old, became intrigued by Western media reports in 2020 about detention camps in Xinjiang. That's the Western region where China began detaining ethnic Uyghurs and where the U.S. has sanctioned officials and companies connected to this campaign.
带着这样的疑问, 我再次来到了新疆。
So as Guan explains in this online video, he went to Xinjiang himself. He filmed dozens of hours of footage of alleged detention camps. Beijing calls them re-education facilities. And Guan knew he could not publish this film while still in China. So he fled, first to Ecuador, which at the time did not require a visa for Chinese citizens, and then to the Bahamas, where he bought an inflatable boat. And despite having no sailing experience, he sailed it to Florida in October 2021. He then applied for asylum once in the U.S., and his lawyer says he also got a work permit.
不愿被奴役的人也不愿看到别人被奴役。
Before he set sail for the U.S., Guan published a YouTube video with his Xinjiang footage, saying at the end, if you don't want to be enslaved, then you should hope the Chinese Communist Party steps down. Guan's mother, Luo Yun, spoke to NPR by phone. She's lived in Taiwan for years, but back in China, she says every single relative of theirs has suffered state intimidation because of her son's video. In the U.S., Guan kept a low profile, waiting for nearly 4 years for his asylum case to be heard. But this past August, his lawyer says Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, raided his apartment and ordered to arrest his roommate.
他比较倒霉吧,
Chen Chuang-Chuang, Guan's lawyer, says Guan just had bad luck, in the wrong place at the wrong time. And Guan admitted when asked that he'd entered the U.S. without a visa.
当场带走了。
Chen says ICE detained Guan right then and there, and Guan has remained in detention in upstate New York. This past Monday, during a hearing on his asylum case, a Trump administration lawyer argued in favor of third country deportation, sending Guan to Uganda, an African country he has no connection to and has never been to. His mother, Luo Yun, is distraught at this idea. She fears he cannot guarantee his safety in Uganda. It has close political ties with and expanding economic partnerships with China. Emily Fang, NPR News.